The first time the boy saw the mask, they get dragged off. Well, we would bring the little ones in sometimes when we were grooming. Jared was, I don't know how old he was, but he was kind of young. And he used to wear those blue Space Jam shorts that he got from Disneyland. And so I guess Ethan would have been just a couple of years older than him at that time. What I remember is holding little Jared's hand until he plopped down in that brown seat we had next to the bench. And he was sucking on one of those frozen yogurt tubes. He had been playing outside, so his hands were dirty. And Ethan, I think he had been on his computer all day, and he wasn't really interested in watching a grooming, so he was just sort of standing next to the doorway. Ellie, yeah, she had buttons that day, and he was this mastiff that we had been grooming for several months. And so she walked him in and had him jump on the table. Buttons. He was such a friendly dog. And he was slobbering all over the place and thumping his tail against the wall. I was kind of holding his neck by the collar and just trying to keep him still. But then Ellie gave Buttons a treat and he got his slobber all over her hand. And he just started licking it off. And then Ellie asked the boys if they'd ever seen a dog's cock before. Now, Ethan straightened up and turned red and just started stammering. What? And little Jared stopped sucking on his eyes and just stared at Ellie. And then she smiled and pointed at Button's sheath and asked again if either of the boys had ever seen a dog's cock before. And Jared just shook his head. Yeah, he must have been so confused. He just kept sucking on his yogurt stick and just held it to his mouth. Ethan said something about how he had seen their dick stick out a little sometimes, and Ellie just smiled at him and said, "So you haven't really seen a dog dick?" He had been petting Buttons along his back and sides while he'd been standing up on a table and just sniffing her hand for more treats. And then she reached under his belly and just started rubbing her hand over his sheath. We were both watching the boys. Then she looked under Buttons and pinched his cord back towards his nuts. It's always really thin and tight, and really doesn't matter how big the dog is. Well, Buttons, of course, perked his ears and ducked his tail and started humping, and his red cock started bobbing out. It was just a tip, not very big. Buttons was so confused and trying to look at her or his cock, and Ellie started jerking his cord and just pinching it while he got hard, and then she rested his cock against her hand. She turned to Ethan and asked him, like this. Ethan just stared at her. His shorts were standing straight out from his little cock. He must have been completely lost. I mean, he opened his mouth a few times but couldn't say anything. He just squeaked a few times like teenage boys do. And Jared was just staring at the dog's cock and chewing his yogurt, and Ethan was shaking and his shirt was trembling. Buttons kept wanting to turn around to lick his cock, and I kept turning his head back in front of him until we could get him to start nutting. All dogs really start to lose it once they start, but we've never jerked Buttons off, so we weren't really sure what he'd do. He kept dripping his doggy pre-cum all over the stainless steel. And as he got harder and bigger, and yeah, he started squirting. You could hear it as he sprayed. The room was so quiet aside from Buttons panting and thrusting, and neither of the boys moved. We could see the dog snot start to bulge, and those two lumps of fur behind the shaft, they were kind of pulled tight and stretched around it. Ellie kept squeezing him just behind his knot, and then she pulled back on his fur a few times until it slid over and behind the knot. When Button's knot popped out, Jared dropped his tube of yogurt. He didn't even look like he cared, and Ellie just giggled. The boy just stared at the purple knot. It must have been bigger than either of his fists. The doggy cock looked like it was breathing as it throbbed and shot sperm. It kept flaring and swelling as it spurted, and then it'd shrink as it took in more, and then blow up again like one of those balloons, and then squirt out the tip. The whole cock was purplish blue with these thick red veins and pockmarks around it, and it throbbed and expanded as it pulsed. Buttons was getting still as he emptied his balls, and Ellie lifted his tail and pointed to the dog's pulsing ass and the throbbing nuts, and Ethan sort of waddled over to that side and stared. He was so horrified, and Ellie held a dog's tail up for him to see. Jared's tiny boy cock was poking out too, and he was shivering. I was watching him. I can't even imagine what he must have been going through at that time. Yeah, those tiny hairless nuts with no semen yet. Yet here he was. His little cock hard as a rock, and his hands in his tiny pockets as he involuntarily rubbed himself. I watched the boy's eyes as they stared at the dog's asshole, and then his nuts as they heaved and pumped. Ellie had her palm around the dog's knot as it squirted out the last of the dog's load, and Button's jizz just started dripping off the table. I reached under and felt her hand and then the shaft. It was warm and so incredibly hard. The knot was smooth and huge, except for the lines of the veins. I kind of bounced it in my hands and slapped the thick cock against the dog's belly as I stared at the two kids. And then Ellie asked them, "Do you want to touch it?" Oh, God. Yeah, she then took Jared's little dirty hand again, only this time hers were covered in dog's splooge. And then she walked the little trembling boy up to Buttons, and I felt his little hands over mine, and I moved mine so he could hold the knot. He stared at it like it was going to bite him. And Ellie laughed and showed him where to squeeze behind the bulge, and the kid held him there, slowly mimicking how Ellie had jerked him earlier. And then Jared looked down at all the cum on the table, and it was so sweet. His eyes were wide and his pupils dilated, and there were red blotches on his neck. "You know, your brother probably makes this stuff too." Jared kept staring at it. He was wide-eyed, and he jerked the emptied cock like a retard. "What stuff?" asked Ethan. Yeah, he'd finally gotten over his dry mouth, and Ellie and I looked at each other and then at Ethan as he stood there trying to hide his boner from us. He was still looking at the dog's balls back there. And I told him, "Sperm." I wiped my finger on the table and held it out for him. And then I asked him, "Have you ever seen stuff like this before come out of your penis? Maybe while you were sleeping?" He was such a shy boy. He just leaned forward and stared at it, and then shook his head, then stood next to Jared and stared at the knot. And then little Jared asked, "What sperm?" "Well, I can show you. I had goo and slobber and fur all over my hands, but I didn't really give a shit. I just lifted my shirt over my head and tossed it on a shelf, and then I turned around and let Ellie unstrap my bra. Everything was so mucky and sticky. Ugh. I let the bra drop and then I turned around to the boys, both of them staring at my tits with their mouths open. And then I looked at Ethan. "Take your shorts off." He was just shaking so bad and his teeth were rattling. And he asked me, "What?" I kind of just told him, "Pull your pants down." And Ellie walked over to him and gently tugged his shorts and boxers. They caught on the kid's cock and she just pulled him out and then slid them down to his ankles. He was shaking so badly, and he was holding himself up against the table, except his fingers were on the dog slow that was all over the top, and the kid kept looking at his hands. As soon as Ellie slid the elastic past it, his little cock had slapped against his belly. Yeah, it was. He was kind of a young boy back then. He was still completely hairless, and his cock was pink and red where he had been rubbing it against his shorts. And his hairless nuts were smooth and tight, and you could barely see his sack. It's just a mound under his cock. He must have been super horny. He hadn't started shooting cum yet, but his nuts must have. They must have been swollen with sperm. I looked at Ellie, and we just couldn't wait to empty them. And then he just started stammering, "Please, please." And he was shaking and trembling. His tiny cock bounced. Jared stared sideways at his brother's pink cock and then did something so cute. He quickly pulled his own shorts and then he peered down at his tiny penis and then back at Ethan's and then at Button's. Somewhere in all this, the dog's knot had slipped back into the sheath, and I reached down and yanked it back over the fur for him. And Button sat down and started licking his knot like all fucking dogs do after they've just blown their load. And I told him, "Just hold on to the table, hun." And then I looked at Ellie, and she was rubbing oil in her hands, and then she moved behind him and looked at me with that intensity. And Ethan was just staring stupidly at my tits, and I looked into his blue eyes as my stomach lurched and my legs started tingling, and I wanted to see the boy's face when he blew. I wanted to see his eyes as they went dark for the first time. He was opening his mouth as Ellie grabbed his little cock and then she started jerking him. Well, he moaned like a girl and looked down at her. She was holding his bottom and thigh while she jerked him, and his little boy cock looked so tiny in her hands. I'm not even kidding. Ethan's cock was so tiny, maybe 4.5 inches. Her hands looked huge as they covered it. And she just whispered to him, "Hold this." Well, she held his t-shirt up for him, exposing his white round belly and his ribs. He was just stammering again, "Please, please." I loved watching her do this. She just stared down as she jacked him, her hair in his face, then She slipped her other hand between the boy's legs and grasped his ball sack, rubbing it and netting out the child's tiny nuts. She pulled down on them, stretching out his sack as he moaned and looked up at my tits. Then I saw Ellie's hand disappear as she found the boy's swollen, throbbing chode and began rubbing him, and then his balls as his sack pulled back slowly towards his cock. Oh yeah, he was moaning. It hurts." He said it like it was one word, like he couldn't breathe. Well, she just said, "Well, you might have blue balls, baby." He swallowed and shut his eyes and just gripped her harder. My belly was on fire, my clit was throbbing, and I was trembling now. Yeah, I could see her arm behind him, and I knew she was flicking the boy's asshole each time she rubbed him. And he looked up again at my boobs, and then her arm stopped moving, and the kid's. Yeah, how do I even explain this? He went cross-eyed, and he began sucking at the air. Ethan let go of his shirt and gripped Ellie's arm, and I stared at his eyes. Yeah, all the blue of his irises pulled against corners, and nothing but white and red from the veins as he started his first come. He grunted, I think, unthinkingly, and I knew that Ellie had slid the end of her finger into his butt when she felt him throbbing, and then she started jacking him faster. At first, I wondered whether his balls had made any cum yet, and I figured he might just dry cum like a bitch. I just stared at his cock hole waiting. Yeah. He just shook, and his hairless balls just started contracting, and his cock finally started oozing thick, heavy strings of, well, sperm. He screamed like a little girl with each pump, and then gurgled as he sucked air through his mouth. The load from his balls was just viscous and thick, and it oozed out onto the floor as Ellie just pumped him. And I think teenagers that age always have thick, gooey loads. They don't really spray it so much as it oozes out of them like paste. And Ethan's just pulled and bubbled in Ellie's fingers as she jerked him, and then it smacked to the floor in thick white globs. Well, Jared, he just stared and fixated on his older brother and just watching Ellie's hands as she worked. No, he didn't move at all. Ethan kept grunting and twitching, and then he looked down to the floor at the mess he had made and then up at my tits. His eyes were so lifeless, and he looked so exhausted. And Ellie looked up at me and then back down at his cock, and she squeezed his soft cock in her fingers, still trying to jack him. He was so tiny when he wasn't erect. And as for me, I've had enough. I knew he wasn't, really old enough to shoot cum, but I wanted to know what would happen to his younger brother. So I went to the chair behind Jared and yanked the boy's pants down. He was too frightened to say anything, but he yelped as I lifted him up to my knee. And his very tiny cock was hard and pointed straight up, and his little cock head was curled in his foreskin. So I opened his legs with my hands, and then I grabbed his nuts and thought about the sperm that would fill them someday. I leaned him back against my tits, and then I rubbed my hand on his cock and nutsack. He put his hands on mine, and then I took my fingers and began jacking his boy cock. Yeah, I wanted to see him dry cum. Ethan and Ellie both watched as I fondled him, and his cock was so hard and so tiny and dark red at its tip, and it flashed as my finger rolled over it. I did my best to hold his nuts, and I pressed on his hairless chode and rubbed my fingers on his ass. Then I stopped checking and began rubbing my thumb on the head of his cock. I looked down at him as he squeezed his eyes shut and stuck out his tongue, and then he just went rigid and threw his head back against my boobs and began crying out as his piss slit just opened and closed, and his balls puckered and throbbed as his tiny cock jerked and just twitched while he came. And I held my fingers on his tight, seam between his cock and his ass and felt his little body just pulsing and throbbing. And I watched his hole as it spasmed. Yeah, it was dark and pink inside and angry looking, but Jared didn't squirt anything for me, unfortunately. And oh yeah, watching his younger brother dry cum made Ethan's cock hard again as Ellie pumped him, and less than a minute later he again went cross-eyed and grunted and just arched his back and felt his ass muscles clench frantically as his swollen balls and aching prostate just blew up with that thick wad of boiling boy cum. His nuts burned as they pulled hard and tight against each side of his shaft, and threw his head back and just wailed and humped uncontrollably as his tiny cock pissed his fertile cum onto the tile. I know. As Ellie held him, he looked at the pair of tits next to him and across at the pink dog cock as it poked out of his sheath. And then he smelled chlorine from the cum that had been in his balls, and he felt very hungry and tired.